Господи, благодарим.
Very good. Can you pray? Let you pray first.
Господи, оставяме се Твоите ръце, отваряме сърцата си, умовете си. Добре ни, Татко, откривай ни таинства чрез Духа си. Показвай ни неща, които искаш да знаем. Трябва да чуем тази за от Тебе само. В името на Исус, амин.
Амин. Окей. I'm going to preach for about half an hour and then we
you say that discussion. Every time, like people.
Maybe it's new.
Аз вика проповядвам половин час и после вика разговарям и се. Викам всеки път го казваш, че хората не знаят какво ще
правим. Okay. We're in We started on Ephesians 4 last week.
На четвъртата глава на Ефесяни бяхме миналото
неделя. And we are now at verse 11.
Четвърта глава 11 стих.
And if you want to Yes, we're talking about relationships.
Говорим за взаимоотношенията.
But for some reason or other, Paul, in the middle of his passage on relationships, is stuck in this.
Говори Павел, нали, за взаимоотношения, казва това.
So I thought rather than skipping it, we should go through every verse.
И така, че аз и реших, вместо да го прескачаме, да продължаваме да четем.
So the first bit isn't about relationships, but then it gets back onto relationships.
И затова, нали, тук не е за взаимоотношението, то се връща обратно за взаимоотношението.
And it says he gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors, and some to be teachers.
И той даде едни да бъдат апостоли, други пророци, други благовестители, а други пастири и учители.
And then it says, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ.
Цел да се усъвършенстват светиите за делото на служението, за изграждането на Христовото тяло.
Till we all come to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Докато ние всички достигнем в единството на вярата и познаването на Божия Син, пълнолетно мъжество в мерката на ръста на Христовата пълнота.
So, first of all, when Jesus, it says here, when he ascended, he gave gifts to men. And what that means is that, what we believe is that in the church, there are these five ministry gifts.
И това всъщност, което говори тук е, че в църквата има призвания, които са тези петократното служение, се казва, петократното служение.
Now I understand this a bit because I is one.
Аз разбирам малко от петократно служение, защото и аз съм едно от тях.
And it's not something that you It's something that you want to do, I suppose. You want to do it. You want to preach.
Това е нещо, което като го имаш вътре в тебе, ти искаш да го правиш. Али аз искам да проповядвам.
Essentially, it's the leadership of the church.
И това е лидерството, един вид на... Не е лидерството, как се казва...
And ultimately, I think, and I mean, if I go through the list here, we've got apostles, which would be people that maybe start churches.
Апостолите са хората, които нали са изпратени да служат като мисионерстват и създават църкви.
We think of the Apostle Paul.
Нали, апостол Павел.
And then we have prophets.
След това имаме пророци.
And these are people that are, how would I say, it's not that they're used specifically. What's the difference between a prophet and someone who prophesies?
A prophet is in the office of prophet. He prophesies, yeah. He's always prophetic.
We don't see a lot of these, but Kenneth Hagin probably was a prophet.
Ние не ги виждаме, нали, много често пророците. Кенет Хейген беше пророк. Пророците в този случай, нали, са в служение пророк, не тези хора, които им идва пророчество от време на време, които са използвани непрекъснато с пророческа дарба.
Some evangelists, maybe like Tim Grant, Ronald Bonkey.
Евангелизатори, като Тим, нали, този човек от Англия. дето идва. Те искат да евангелизират, искат да ходят да проповядват в, нали, по места.
Some pastors.
Някои са пастори.
That will be me and Milena.
Аз съм Милена.
And pastors are people that care for the sheep, really. We're stationary, we're here every week. We're looking after a flock of sheep. You know, we worry about the sheep. And, you know, we're not... And then...
No,
we worry about the sheep. Sometimes.
And then
teachers. And that would be some people like Joyce Meyer would be a teacher. Now, all of these are important. All of these are important.
Всички тези са важни.
And it says here, and the main thing is that I think they all teach. I think they can all teach the Bible. And sometimes if I hear someone say that there are, I have once heard someone say he was a teacher, a Bible teacher. And he had a gift of making simple things complicated. And man, he had that gift.
I mean,
the last thing I understood was good morning. And I even turned to my dad at one point and said, do you understand what's going on? And my dad didn't understand either. In my opinion, a guy like that needs to go back and resume his old job. And sadly, it's not something. Some people, you do see people who want to be a pastor, they want to be a teacher. And every time they open their mouth,
the
congregation falls asleep. And yeah, and I agree with you. The other thing is, a lot of people are calling themselves.
Prophet is actually seeing things. It's not just the confirmation Ако защото пророците в служба пророк са тези, които и откриват неща, не само за насърчение, назидание и обещания, а те откриват като Агав, който отиде и откри на Павел, че като отиде в Йерусалим, ще бъде вързан по този начин, ще го вкарат в затвора.
Frankly, these are...
Това са пророци в служба пророк, нали, който вижда, предвижда неща.
I mean, Paul says whatever motive people are into it, it's good because people are, the gospel is getting out. But on the other hand, people are sometimes wanting the position. They want to be seen. They want to be. They want to be famous. And I think I had a little bit of that at one point. But I would say that now the true ministry gives you somebody who serves.
You know,
I don't need anyone to carry my Bible for me. Or carry my briefcase for me. I mean, the example we see of Jesus is Jesus washing people's feet. So I think the true attitude of a ministry gift is humility. You're not trying to jump and get to the pulpit all the time.
искаш да говориш.
The Bible says if we humble ourselves, God will lift us up at the due time.
Бог ще ни издигне в определеното време.
So for me it's a privilege when more people come and want to hear what we're saying. And frankly, 1,000 times I would rather not be doing this. You know, I'd be quite happy to sit down and listen to someone else preach. And just show up to church whenever I felt like
it.
But God has called us to do this, and we're doing it. And it's a privilege, and we try and do it the best of our ability. And I would say we're encouraging ministry gifts out of other people. I don't believe that people need to go for a 5-year Bible course to become a
pastor.
I've seen youngsters who barely Christians. I remember I was in the youth group, and there was a guy who was just a very young Christian. And man, that guy would preach. He listened to one set of cassettes. And he preached the cassettes better than the guy preaching them. And I had to say, this guy's a gift. And yet he was barely saved. And yeah, I do believe that we need to be youngsters need to, you know, they need to submit to an older pastor. And the Bible does tell us in one verse, which I can't remember, but it says to not put a young believer in a high position.
It's in Timothy that says that not to ordain. Yeah, not to be a young believer.
Quote it if you can.
Дето казва, че служителите да не бъдат млади, много млади, за да не се възгордеят.
And I always have a problem when we have the Johnny come latelys.
Някой път, нали, идват най-новите, най-известните, най-нови.
You know, and suddenly you hear about this guy and he's doing all these miracles.
И слушаш, нали, някакъв известен е станал, прави чудеса.
You know, he's just given up heroin.
Току-що се отказал от хероина.
And now he's doing crusades.
И сега ходи и проповядва по света.
The trouble is, I often see these guys get very, very, it's like winning Music Idol. They're suddenly in the spotlight.
Yeah.
Suddenly they go, and that the fame seems to knock them flat. And oftentimes oftentimes when I hear about the man of the hour with more power, the kind of
the. And
people are very crazy. I mean, a lot of times people will jump on airplanes to go and see these people, be in their meetings. I always just go, right, I'm going to wait and see. I'm always very skeptical. Because I'm looking for someone who's got some longevity, some fruit. I'll give you a scripture for that, and this is in Hebrews chapter, I think it's Hebrews 13, it says, consider the outcome of the way of life and imitate their faith, doesn't it? Is it in Hebrews 13? Have you found it? Because I can't even find the book of Hebrews at the moment. Is it Hebrews 13? It goes. Okay, right. Verse 7. Remember those who rule over you, who have spoken the word of God to you, whose faith follow, considering the outcome of their conduct.
Помнете онези, които ви ръководят, които са ви говорили Божието Слово и поддържавайте на вярата им, като гледате следствията от тяхния начин на живот.
You know, I don't want to read your book on marriage if you've been divorced three times.
А не искам да чета от някого книга за брака, ако се развел три пъти.
You know, I don't want to read your book on, you know, on anything if you spend most, you know, if you... Sometimes we need to do some research on the character of the person that we're actually into.
Някой път трябва да проследим, нали, какъв е характера на този човек, какъв плода в живота му преди да го следваме или път.
And I don't mind. I can understand people like Joyce Meyer who came from very bad circumstances, but now she's got what 30 years of solid ministry in front of
her. Вика, разбирам, нали, Joyce Meyer, хора като нея, които се произвезли от много, нали, ниски, такива изпаднали семейство и начин на живот, но 30 години вече тя има добър пример и добър плод в живота.
So many respect, we look, you know, it's a bit like someone's going to teach you to play tennis or something like that. You want someone who...
Примерно, ако трябва да се научиш да играеш на тенис, трябва човек, който...
Разбира. You find out that they can't even play tennis.
Не може да се учи някой, защото има такива случаи, ако учители, те не могат да го правят.
You're going to say, get out of here. What planet do you want?
Обаче ти викаш, не искам ти да ме учиш, защото...
So I'm always skeptical when people are just rushing into the latest new thing. I also want to find out what people believe about, so you can suddenly find the person doesn't believe in healing.
Също е хубаво, нали, когато почнеш слушаш някой, да знаеш горе-долу каква доктрина има, дали вярва. И в един момент се оказва, че този човек не вярва в изцеление, или не вярва в кръщение Святия Дух.
You can find some really odd doctrines.
Някои вярват много странни доктрини.
You know, when we came to Bulgaria, we were involved with an English church.
Ние когато дойдохме в България, имаше една английска църква.
And they had some odd doctrines in it. I don't want to say it because it's being recorded.
But then, в английска църква сме били въвлечени с тях и те са имали много странно.
I met the leader and I was involved in some meetings.
Се срещнах с лидера, бях в някои
събрания. And the guy was after, he was running after some things that were really disturbing.
И бяха неща, които бяха много притеснителни. Те неща, които той...
And I went to some of his meetings, and they were absolute mad. It was mad as it was honestly. It was like a sack of squirrels.
Crazy.
And I had to say, and I,
you
know, I sat in the meetings. I was polite.
But
I walked away thinking, this guy is, I will not follow him, I will not read anything of his material, I will not ever go to one of his meetings ever again, you know, apart from being polite to him as a brother, I thought the guy was deranged. And a few years later, he took a massive church and completely closed it down.
И след известно време, той всъщност пастируваше огромна църква, която я поведе така, че я разби на парчета, направи на малки църкви и тя се дезинтегрира.
So he moved. He had one of the largest churches in the south of England.
Една от най-големите църкви той водеше в Южна Англия.
And when he got through with it, they were meeting in a garage. And you know, to me, I got questions of. No, I'm not saying he wasn't a ministry gift. But he started getting into the wrong things. And people, we know that, Mimi, don't we? We know people can get. Just because I'm sound today doesn't mean I'm going to be sound in 5 years' time. And that's why we've got to read scriptures.
Както Дерек Принц, той беше много добър проповедник, но се изкриви в една дадена.
И се изкриви в Байона.
И много хора последно.
I mean, you could say that, you know, you made mention of the name Derek Prince, but he wrote tons of good stuff. And the sad thing is, you know, he got people very obsessed with devils, and I don't think that was right.
It's not good, yeah.
Anyway, let's just keep reading scriptures here. He goes, it goes, verse 12, it goes, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 12, yeah? No, no, I'm reading it again. I've read it once already.
Oh, hang on, I'm in Hebrew, sorry.
I'm in Hebrew,
I'm
back to Ephesians, yeah.
Okay. Ephesians what?
Ephesians 12.
Nice.
So these five, these gifts are to build up the body of Christ.
Значи апостоли, пророци, благовестители, пастири, учители с цел да се усъвършенства светиите за делото на служението, за изграждането на Христовото тяло.
So when edifying is
всички достигнем единство на вярата и познанието на Божия син.
So edifying is building up. Verse 12.
Okay, за цел усъвършенстване и изграждане. Изграждането да се изградиш.
It's not tearing down.
Не да събараш.
Now, there is an element when you're doing a building site of removing some of the dirt and all the filth and trying to and getting the demolition. There is a certain amount of demolition to be done.
Когато имаме, нали, градеж, имаме и малко махане на стари неща, нали, някакво.
But if you came to Komatovo and you found that the building was just completely flattened and we were just standing on top of a smoking pile of rubble.
Но ако не посетите в Komatovo и ние всички сме съборили цялата къща и стоим върху на върха на цяла купчина разбити материали.
You would say, what on earth are you doing?
Ще си кажете, остава тук.
Because you're expecting it to be.
Защото очаквате да стават нещата.
You're expecting it to be better.
По-добре, нали, да се изгражда, да става по-хубаво.
I would say the ministry gifts they have to encourage.
За служенията, които Бог дава, дарбите на служение, те са за насърчение и изграждане.
They have to build up.
Те трябва да изграждат хората, да ги насърчават.
Yeah, there might be some pain. It's a bit like when you go to the dentist. There might be some pain.
Може и болка да има. Или както като почна да болека, има малко болка.
But you don't expect to walk out of the dentist in more pain than you went in.
Не очакваш, като излезеш от болека, да ти стане по-зле и зъбите да болят повече, отколкото преди.
And if you come to go to church and you come away with in more of a mess than when you went.
Ако си тръгнеш от тук по-объркан и по, нали, зле, отколкото си дошъл.
You're in something wrong.
Нещо не е наред.
Because this is the place of peace.
Защото тук би трябвало да бъде мястото на мир.
This is the place where God is.
Мястото, където Бог царува.
This should be the place where we have answers.
Където Бог ни дава отговори.
Not from me, I'm no, I don't know a lot, but from the Spirit of God.
Аз не знам толкова много, но от Божия дух.
And this word edifying is all the way through.
Тази дума изграждане.
It's building up, it's strengthening.
Означава подсилване, градеж, нали, надзиждане.
And then it says to. And you know, sometimes
като градеш.
Sometimes people are so stupid. They sit in meetings.
Хората са толкова глупави.
And the guy is the preacher is saying the most insane things.
И проповедника говори най-налудничави неща.
And he's beating everyone up.
Издевателства над тях.
He's probably got the devil on the platform with him.
Буквално се поканил дявола с него на платформа.
And all the stupid Christians are sitting there grinning and enjoying it.
Всички християни по най-глупав начин стоят и се усмихват и се съгласяват.
And so they left their brains at the door when they walked in.
Си оставили мозъка навънка.
And I'm saying we're told to judge spiritual things.
Библията ни учи да изследваме духовните неща, да ги преценяме, да ги
преглеждаме. And I'm as fussy. I'm fussier about listening to the word of God than when I eat food.
по-капризен съм към духовната си храна, отколкото физическата ми храна.
I mean, I picked a piece of bread up today and I looked at it. It was a bit stiff. I think it was one on the top and it dried out a little bit.
No, it's just a rye bread.
Yeah, and
I bought. And
I go to Milena. I said, "Is this?"
Russian.
I said, "Is this today's bread?" but sometimes, you know, some people we're. People are eating rotten food spiritually. It's like I could just get a can of dog food and throw it out there and everyone will eat it. And so we need to be as careful. Because you know, you eat the wrong food, you're going to poison yourself. You swallow the wrong doctrine. And it can mess you up for years. And now I'm almost, let me see, verse 13, until we come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to the perfect man, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. Yeah, yeah, that we be no longer children. Tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in their cunning craftiness, of deceitful plotting. Now you can't imagine that people would want to do stuff like that. But people do some crazy things. And then it says in verse. Then it says in verse 15, but speaking the truth in love, we may grow up in all things under Him who is the head, Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by every joint, supplies according to the effect of working, by which every part does its share.
Службата на всяка става според съразмерното действие на всяка една част, изработва растежа на тялото за неговото изграждане в любовта.
So if it's working properly, the body is growing.
Ако what?
If the church is working properly,
ако църквата функционира правилно, тялото расте.
The ministry gifts are doing their work.
Ако служение върши работата си.
No, I do believe there should be one leader in the church.
Аз вярвам в един лидер, нали, главен лидер.
I think any organization with two leaders is like an animal with two heads. It's not normal. But as you notice, I'm quite big on saying, you know, what do you feel, maybe? What's the body saying? And I will look to spiritual people. I don't mind if they say something every week. I mean, we recognize that on Catitol there's a prophetic anointing. And she says sound things. And actually, Vessi, in the last 2 weeks, Vessi, you know, sometimes she's been absolutely bang on.
A couple of times.
Twice, and really kind of. And very authoritative. And I think we need to take heed of these things. Now I could kind of despise Vessi and say, but that would be arrogant of me. You know, I remember once we were trying to find someone's house. And it was somewhere along the Maritsa River years ago. Tegan was five. She kept going, "You're going the wrong way." We weren't even listening to the little voice. You're going the wrong way. And finally I listened to her voice. She was absolutely right. We were going the wrong way. And you know, we need to listen to all the voices.
слушаме във всички гласове.
You know, we need to be sensitive that when the you know when there is a time when the Holy Spirit speaks, He speaks and speaks to many people. And I want to see more of that. Again, it's for the edifying of the body. But also, it's just that, you know, we're trying to teach people not to get tricked, not to get into false doctrines.
Нали, даваме на хората истина, за да могат да се предпазят от фалшивото, от измамните неща, защото, нали, като знаеш истината,
затова
някой път ще говоря за доктрини, които са неправилни, които съм чул, че са проповядат, са неправилни.
Some of the reasons I've tried those doctrines and they don't work.
И някои от причините са лично аз съм ги пробвал и те не са правилни.
And you know, I've seen, I mean, I'm thinking of one particular doctrine, which is kind of an extreme counseling doctrine, when you're always having counseling sessions.
Например, сещам се за една доктрина, когато те проповядват съветничество в екстремната му форма. Нали, някой непрекъсто има проблем в живота, някой непрекъсто си с този човек и той да съветва непрекъснато.
And
да се справиш проблема си.
This person is still going to these sessions.
И аз знам този човек, който продължава да е
And you know they sit down, they talk about the problem. Take you back to your childhood. Go through all the pain all over again. And this person this person I'm thinking of is in a much worse condition than she was when she started. So I'm not big on counseling. We don't mind talking to people. But I'm always trying to get people onto the Word and onto the Lord. To forgive whatever's gone on, it is to forgive it. Receive healing. And then strike out in a new light, in a new way. What sometimes people are doing is like you have a cut. And you just keep ripping the scab off it. And you never let it heal. You know, if I had a cut on my leg and you said, oh, Craig, that's a bad cut. And you go, when did you get that? And I said, I got that in 1980. You're going to think there's something seriously wrong with me. But that's what some people are doing. They got a wound in 1980. And they're still talking about it. What would that be 40 years later? There's a problem with that, isn't
there?
We all get wounds. But the natural course of things is that they heal. Physically, if a wound is cleaned and if a wound is dry and get some light, it will dry out and it will heal. And spiritually, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So let's we'll turn this off now and we can do some discussion here.